As I mentioned earlier, today is the second Sunday after Christmas, and it is also the 12th day of Christmas, the day on which Christmastide, the Christmas season, comes to an end. And so tomorrow, being January 6th, we will gather here in the evening to celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, marking the end of the Christmas season and the beginning of the season of Epiphany. Now, given that there are only 12 days in the Christmas season, we don't always get a second Sunday of Christmas. But when we do get one, we often hear this account from Matthew's Gospel, the account of the Holy Family's flight into Egypt, found in the second chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Now that chapter, the second chapter of Matthew's Gospel in which it's found, actually starts with the story of the wise men, the Magi, guided by a star who came to visit Jesus bringing gifts. And that story we will hear tomorrow night when we gather for the Feast of Epiphany. But today's Gospel passage actually occurs just after that visit that we will celebrate tomorrow. And so it begins with the introduction after the wise men had left. Now, besides those wise men, those Magi, and Joseph and Mary and Jesus, another individual who figures prominently in the second chapter of Matthew's Gospel is Herod. Herod, who was appointed by the Roman authorities to rule over the Jews during this time period. When the wise men had shown up in Jerusalem, inquiring about a baby who was to be born to be the king of the Jews, Herod, who thought of himself as the king of the Jews, was frightened that his worldly power might be challenged by this child. And so he first tried to get the Magi to help him with finding the baby, and they were warned to do otherwise. They didn't, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow night. But so we come to the story of the Holy Family and their flight into Egypt. After the wise men have left, Joseph has his second of three dreams, in which an angel of the Lord gives him instructions. The first of those dreams happened in the Gospel passage that we heard on the Sunday before Christmas. Then the angel of the Lord told Joseph, who had just found out, to his surprise, that Mary was pregnant. The angel said, "Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus." And so Joseph obeyed. Mary had a boy, and Joseph named him Jesus. And then today we have the second and third of those dreams. In the second, the angel of the Lord has additional instructions for Joseph. "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And so Joseph obeyed those instructions from the angel. He got up, took Jesus and Mary, and fled by night to Egypt and stayed there until Herod died. And then after Herod's death, Joseph has the third dream. The angel returns with more instructions. "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." And Joseph once again responded in obedience to God. He got up, took Jesus and his mother, and went to the land of Israel, and there in Nazareth, the Holy Family settled down, and Jesus grew up under the care of Mary and Joseph. Now, I should mention that I thought about asking our senior warden, Riley Owens, to preach today. I didn't mention that to you. I thought about it, Riley. Because as many of you may know, Riley recently returned from a trip to Egypt. And while he was there, besides taking in the sights of the pyramids and other things, Riley went to a Coptic Christian church known as Abu Serga, or the Church of St. Sergius, which is one of the oldest churches in Egypt, dating back to the 4th century. And that church, Abu Serga, is built over the spot traditionally believed to be where Jesus and Mary and Joseph lived at the end of their journey to Egypt. There's even a small crypt beneath the church that is a traditional site associated with their abode during their time in Egypt. And being the generous and thoughtful person that Riley is, he brought me a gift from Abu Serga that I want to share with the church today. It is an icon of the Holy Family in Egypt, and it is sitting on the table here in front of the creche. And as you come forward for Holy Communion, or even after the service, I hope you will have an opportunity to look at it and study it. It is come from that place, from Abu Serga, to us here at St. Andrew's. And thank you. Now, if you were able to see it, you would be able to see that Joseph is carrying a stick with a bag tied to it that likely includes some of his traveling needs for all of them as they go along. And he's guiding a donkey upon which both Mary and the baby Jesus sit. If you look closely, you notice a donkey doesn't look very happy. I don't know if that's part of the intent of it, but behind them is a river, which we would presume to be the River Nile. And even further behind, on the other side of the river, you can see some buildings, the city of Cairo, and on the other side are the pyramids, which were obviously there at that time. They predate Jesus' arrival in Egypt. Now, with this scene in mind, there are several lessons that can be drawn from this story that we've heard today. First, there is that image, the image of the Holy Family as refugees from political violence, fleeing from violence and oppression to a safe place. We're reminded that not only in his death, but also in his birth, Jesus faced worldly opposition. He faced opposition from the powers of this world. But thankfully, when he was just an infant, his family was able to flee to a place where he could live in safety. And in that lesson, there is an instruction to us today to continue to make safe places in our communities for those who are fleeing danger. To find ways to welcome those who are trying to keep themselves and their families safe from the real dangers of this world. And second, there is in that image a reminder of the ways in which Jesus is a continuation of the story of Israel. For through the Holy Family's flight to Egypt and then return to the Promised Land, Matthew is reminding us that Jesus has come to continue the story of God's people, who, during an earlier time of famine and hardship, settled in Egypt, where they were ultimately enslaved. And then, after many years under the leadership of Moses, God's people were set free and made their exodus, their return to the Promised Land, during which time they were given the law. And now with his own sojourn to Egypt, Jesus has come to bring fulfillment of the law, to set God's people free once again, not merely free from worldly rule, but free from sin, free from the dominion of death, free to hear the good news of God's coming kingdom, and to share that good news with all the world. And so we are reminded that this story is a story that comes out of God's chosen people, the Jews, and that we are blessed to be able to join in that story. Finally, we are offered in this story a model of obedience. Joseph, a model of obedience to listen for God's call upon our lives. And when we hear God say, get up and go, to do like Joseph and get up and go. God's work in this world depended on the willingness of both Mary and Joseph to respond in obedience to God's call, to respond in both obedience and in love, so that Jesus might be born and grow up safely and securely in their care. As we bring this Christmas season to a close and begin to enter the season of Epiphany and reflect on the ways in which God has been made manifest to the world through the incarnation of His Son, may we likewise be willing to respond in obedience to God's call upon our lives. May we as individuals, as families, as the family that gathers here at St. Andrew's, may we be willing to listen for our instructions, for our calling. And as we discern our continued calling in this place, let us be prepared, like Joseph, to get up and go.